5570.
Finally, the hammer falls on Bernie Madoff. We were talking about this in our last show. I thought he'd get somewhere in between the measly 12 his attorney asked for. We knew that was ridiculous. And the 150 that was possible. You know, he got the 150. Do we have some applause from our live studio audience? And poor Donovan, he has to run out 2 miles down the street from the giant studio in Minneapolis and grab a whole bunch of Red Bull. Apparently they didn't want coffee tonight in the audience. Yeah, 150 years. And here's the deal. Somebody wrote on my Facebook, my good friend Howard, oh, that's just ridiculous. And, you know, who cares about 150 years? Because, of course, he was going to get the, you know, be in prison anyway until his life ends. But I think the judge made a great point. Judge Denny Chin of the U.S. District Court in New York throws down that sentence, right? And this was moments after Madoff apologized to his victims, which that was the other thing I was curious about. Would he actually apologize? And he did. He read this whole deal, and then he turned to a lot of the victims that were in the courtroom and actually apologized to them. We have the exact words, and we'll tell you about those. But this is what I liked about Chin. Chin said Madoff's crimes were extraordinarily evil. And he said the maximum sentence was important for deterrence and also for the victims. And the victims, of course, they applauded just like our studio audience applauded the minute it was announced. You got to understand, these people's lives were ruined. I say it over and over again. It wasn't just filthy rich people. There were a lot of middle class people who got screwed by Madoff and unknowingly in many cases, because what happened was they'd have a broker and the broker put them into the deal and they knew on paper they were making money and they were making their contributions. But lo and behold, there was really nothing there. So no more dark suits for Bernie Madoff, only prison gear. He won't get to see the inside of Le Cirque and ride in the limousines and go to one of his 10 houses any longer. He is done. He is toast. He is finished. And those victims in that courtroom, tears streaming down their face, hugging each other. Because, you know, they're going to leave this courtroom. They're still dealing with the remnants of their lives, but at least they feel like there was some sort of retribution. Here's what some of the victims had to say. Now, keep in mind, it may be a little hard at bits and pieces to hear because it was like a crazy paparazzi nightmare almost when Madoff.
I just feel that we're sending an important message to the rest of the world that white collar crimes are not going to be accepted anymore, and hopefully other judges will do the same, because right now, the way things are with the investment community, SEC, and Civic, it seems like there's one crime after another being committed. Perhaps they'll see that, you know, there's no reason for this anymore. You're going to be punished for it.
And we knew that it was going to be significant, but we didn't know it was going to be as high as it was. And we feel that from a criminal standpoint, obviously, justice has been served. And now we feel that justice needs to be served for not only Madoff investors, but for the investment community across the country.
It definitely feels good to know that he got the national punishment. I think the judge recognized that when you change people's life savings, as he did to my parents and the Rubens and to Jimmy's parents, you're committing a certain kind of debt. You're taking their future away from them.
Because nothing has been changed in the securities industry. They put Mary Shapiro in head of the SEC. She's from FINRA. The same culture on Wall Street. We need systemic change. We need changes that will protect everybody, and this really, really won't happen again. And we haven't seen that. Pacific is not living up to its responsibilities of its logo that's on everybody's statement. And with us, it's going to happen to you too.
Well, the next step is getting justice for the victims.
This is not about just our investors. This is about the investment community.
All right, so again, some of that was hard to hear because of the craziness outside of the courtroom. You could hear the helicopters and everything, obviously, all over New York for Bernie Madoff. He was 2 hours in the courtroom by the time the victim said their deal and everybody went through, you know, said their piece. He said something and then ultimately was sentenced. So the 71-year-old swindler is going to spend the rest of his life in prison. And I love what the judge said, extraordinarily evil, that fraud that took in a massive amount of chutzpah, I think, to pull off with this giant Ponzi scheme forever, that he did this for decades and nobody realizing it, I guess. No, that's not true. There was somebody who realized it, but nobody wanted to hear about it. Chris Cox and the SEC wanted, you know, never paid attention to it, so he continued to go forward and defraud and swindle people for a few extra years. So because of the unprecedented nature of the multi-billion dollar fraud, he gets the maximum $150. Wow. And do you know, when you think about 150 years in prison, you could compare that to what terrorists, traitors, violent criminals have gotten. And there is, of course, this is a federal court, so there is no parole in this case in federal prison. So he'll die there. You'd have to serve at least 80% of your term, and there's no way he's outliving that. So he'll be behind bars for the rest of his life. Wow. So only Madoff and an accountant accused of failing to make basic auditing checks have faced criminal charges, but supposedly there's at least 10 more people that could go down as a result of this, could be charged federally. And if that happens, I think, again, it's deservedly so. There's been a long investigation into this, and if there's more people who are complicit in this, which I think there are, then great. I hope they nail them just as well. So Madoff slowly stood, leaned forward on the defense table, spoke very much in a monotone voice for about 10 minutes. He referred to the fraud as a problem, an error of judgment, a tragic mistake. He claimed he and his wife were tormented, saying she cries herself to sleep every night knowing the pain and the suffering, and that's something he has to live with as well. And then finally, he looked at the victims that were all over the first row of the gallery. He said, "I'll turn and face you. I'm sorry. I know that doesn't help you." His immediate family, and I guess I'm not surprised by this, didn't actually go to the sentencing, because Ruth Madoff, certainly, she's been a target for a lot of people. She did afterwards issue a statement through the lawyer, and she said that she had been misled, she was embarrassed, ashamed, all that other sort of stuff. So he gets the life sentence, and of course Madoff has been in jail since March. Last week, I mentioned this the other day, the judge issued a preliminary $171 billion forfeiture order, and that, of course, strips Madoff of all his personal property. The good news there is that some of the victims will start to get some of the money back. And it wasn't just celebrities. It wasn't just Steven Spielberg or Kevin Bacon or Sandy Koufax. It wasn't just those guys. It was a lot of people who had their nest egg completely destroyed as a result. Coming up next, some of the quick headlines, and of course it's vacation time. Can you afford to go on vacation? We'll find out next with our next guest. Hang with me, Kate Delaney here on ATN.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The survival oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own survival oven. Order the survival oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
And you think you can't afford a vacation. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, of course, the show America Tonight. My friends, let me tell you, you can't afford a vacation. I really think that because if you, I know going all over the websites and checking things out, and in fact, I'm going to Hawaii in a couple of weeks. Of course, it's all paid for courtesy of Fox Sports Radio Network, but I have another friend with a group of friends that's going who paid and got a really good deal on a ticket. So it's a strange year because we're all being strangled by the recession. We're scared to death and everything else. But in a way, it makes it good for bargains. And who better to join us on the show than someone who knows better than I, a travel expert. Linda Kandel joins us. She's one of the travel experts with the United States Tour Operators Association. Hey, Linda, thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate it.
Hi, my pleasure. And you mentioned Hawaii, and you can now go to Hawaii from L.A. for $442 a person for 4 days, 3 nights, which
wow.
is like 48% less than last year. And I know I live on the East Coast. Airfares from New York to L.A. are under $300.
Ooh.
I mean, far less than they've been for several years.
Yeah. And see, the great thing is, too, about Hawaii is it's probably not going to be as crowded, right?
Exactly. Destinations like Hawaii, Alaska, Las Vegas, not as many people traveling this year. So if you want fewer crowds, this is another benefit of traveling this year. Good prices and fewer crowds.
Yeah. How much, when we talk about, you just mentioned a couple of quick hits there on how cheap some of the airfare is, but for vacation and travel overall, how much are the prices actually down, do you think, from last year?
Depending on where you're traveling, it can be anywhere from 10 to 40%. Destinations like Hawaii would be 40%, Australia 25%. Even the UK and Europe, you can still save like about 10%. Mm. Not as much as earlier in the year, but it's still nothing like last year. And the pound is, the dollar versus the pound now is about 20% better than it was this time last year. So you're getting essentially about a dollar, it's $1 to a pound 60, or I'm sorry, 160 to a pound. When I was there about 3 years ago in the UK, it was $2
per pound.
Yeah. So it's much stronger, and the Australian dollar is 25%.
Wow, that's terrific. All right, so the exotic location, so the dream vacation that somebody thinks they can't afford, funny enough, if they're still employed and doing okay, and they can take a vacation like this because of some of the things we just said.
Exactly. You can go to Australia, including airfare, for 2 weeks, $1,430. Which is about 25% less or $500 less than the same exact itinerary last year.
Yeah. And you know, when people start talking about that, though, and this happened to me recently, of course, my passport's up to date and everything, but somebody was talking to me about going to London to do a story, to do something in London and do a broadcast from there. And the first thing they asked me is, oh, please tell me you have a passport. Please, please, please. But you can get a passport. It's going to cost you some money. It doesn't mean you can't get a passport quickly turned over. I mean, not in a day, but there's still a way to do that. With the changes, is it tougher for some people? Like, you don't have a passport, you don't have a visa. How does that affect you as far as some of the places we mentioned?
Well, good news today is that there are almost 30 countries where Americans don't need visas. If you travel because of the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative, which was the Homeland Security Act that's been phased in for the last several years, this year is the last year. And as of this month, the beginning of June, everyone, even if you're only going to Canada or Mexico to reenter the U.S., you will now need a passport or a passport document. And they're actually pretty easy to get. The post office now handles the applications. I know that 3 years ago when my passport was up, there was this giant influx of people who were, like, really scared because of the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative, and the passport office was just overloaded. I think it took me 2 months to get my passport renewed. Today it's much, much faster, and it's a fairly easy process. The passports are good for 10 years, so once you've got that passport, you can travel any place in the world. I say it's kind of like a magic carpet. It's your feet to any place.
Because of what you do, I know that you've traveled around. I've had the good fortune to travel to many, many places as well. What would you recommend to someone? If somebody called you up and said, hey, listen, you know, Linda, I'm at a loss. I don't know really where I want to go because I pretty much have kicked around the U.S. I never had a lot of money, but now I've suddenly, you know, saved up my money. I've paid my mortgage up and everything else, and the sky's the limit because I know that there's some good deals out there. Where would you recommend somebody go that they haven't really been very many places? Where would you tell them to go?
I would say if you haven't been overseas at all, I'd say start with the UK. Take a guided tour to the UK. There's some one this year for about $2,600, including airfare from New York, and it covers Scotland, England, Ireland. The good thing about that is they speak your language, aside from the fact that that the dollar is doing well there. Italy has come in almost every single year as the most popular destination for tours and packages. That's another good choice, and this year you can buy a 1 week, 7 day custom planned itinerary for about $1,100 per person with airfare, including airfare. Yeah, so those are definitely, I would say those are good first time destinations. If you're really adventurous, want to go farther, try Australia. Once again, same language. You could also try South Africa, same language, different accents.
Yeah.
That's going to cost you a little more. That's going to cost you about $6,300.
Right.
For about 10 days. But that's a savings of $1,500 over last year.
Right, over what you would pay. I had a friendly argument with someone today about airfare to Greece. What does Greece run you?
Greece is about $880. Now, that airfare is coming down to about $750 in September. So we had one of the USTOA members actually has a 10-night land and cruise package that sells for under $1,000. That includes a 4-day cruise when everything is taken care of. Yeah, and that's a 35% savings over last year.
So that's flight and everything from, like, New York?
No, no. On that one, you have to factor the airfare in, which the airfare actually is almost as much as the land and cruise. So you're kind of doubling it.
Right. So like $1,000 or whatever.
Well, it's about $2,000.
$2,000.
But still, you're talking about with air for 10 nights. $200 is not bad at all.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And so do you find a lot of people, are you starting to see an uptick in it? Are people doing the tours?
What's happening is that people are booking their travel arrangements now far more last minute than they have been. People have been on the fence. They've been waiting for deals. And, of course, the travel industry is coming up with a lot of good deals because they're trying to stimulate business. So, yes, people are booking last minute. You can still probably find some last minute deals if you're looking for, say, August. Once you look farther into September, October, you're getting into what's called shoulder season, which means you save even more money.
Yeah. All right, something to keep in mind. Linda, if people want to check it out, where's the website? What do they go to?
Well, www.ustoa.com is the website for the U.S. Tour Operators Association, and their members have all met the strictest requirements in the travel industry.
All right, so check that out, everybody. Maybe the time to take the dream vacation, get a little overtime, save a little money, and that's where you're going, maybe to Greece. Who knows? Linda, thanks. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
All right, and as I said, I'm going to Hawaii, but, of course, that's on someone else's nickel. Interesting. Curious how many of you are taking vacations this year. We come back on the flip side. Oh, we have a lot to talk about, including a huge, huge decision by the Supreme Court. That's next.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
All right, we have some breaking news. A Yemeni airplane carrying 153 people from the Arabian Peninsula country of Yemen to the island of Comoros has crashed into the Indian Ocean. Don't know many more details than that. Of course, it's a wild scramble to get to that aircraft and figure out the same thing, what brought it down. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. At the top of the show, he's talking about Bernie Madoff. He gets 150 years for the crime that he committed, basically destroying countless lives. How do you put a value on that? Does it fit the crime, the 150 years? Or some people actually think, no, it's stupid, given how old he is, 71, he should have gotten a lighter sentence. But I say, no way. I think the judge did the right thing, making a point. So what's the difference? He was not going to get out of prison. It's a federal sentence. Give him the 150. I thought it was going to come in between and was still going to be at least 75. But the 150, absolutely. I can't understand how people are arguing, and I've heard this today. I was actually listening to a New York show, and I heard people calling in, some people calling in and saying that it was ridiculous. I'm going to say, who cares? He got what he deserved. I mean, I don't know that he actually got what he deserved. As I said before, how do you put a price on that? That whole trust thing, that greed, so greedy, and like ice water running through his veins. He finally did apologize to the victims. I told you about that, how he turned, he looked at the victims, said he didn't think it would do much, but he said he was sorry. It's good that he said he was sorry, but does it really amount to a hill of beans? That's the thing, right? Absolutely. Farrah Fawcett's funeral is tomorrow. The Charlie's Angel, who was the poster girl that so many people, that poster was incredible. They, so many young boys had hung on their wall. Also, Ed McMahon, his funeral was on Monday, and a lot of that got lost, rolled up into the whole Michael Jackson thing and the memorial that they're planning for Michael Jackson. In the meantime, a big, big court decision. The justices actually ruled, Supreme Court, last day, they ruled for the white firemen in that bias suit. Yep, they restricted how far employers can go, basically, in considering race and hiring and promotional decisions. Now, this is a ruling that I said the other day affects a lot of places across the country. It puts them on notice that to try to discriminate against one group can actually amount to discrimination against another. And this was what happened with the white firefighters. The court ruled for the white firefighters from New Haven, Connecticut, who said city officials violated their rights when they threw out the results of a promotions test on which hardly any of the minorities scored well. The case, of course, became gigantic and got a lot of attention. And part of the reason why was because President Obama's nominee for the high court, Sonia Sotomayor, had been part of the unanimous panel on the U.S. Court of Appeals that endorsed a lower court ruling that upheld New Haven's decision. This is a huge, huge win for, I think, for the firefighters. And they needed this resolved because what's happening, it had amounted to denying promotions based on skin color. Some were calling it reverse racism or discrimination, really is the better word, reverse discrimination, because these guys were white. And what Justice Kennedy wrote was no individual should face workplace discrimination based on race. And I think that was absolutely the right way to go. What do you think, America? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You can chime in, too, about Madoff, obviously. Sam is listening to us across the border in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, you.
Hey, what's happening, man? What did you think of the Madoff deal? You have friends in New York, and you know about this.
Yeah,
this
and
story.
it also affected an alumni, at a university that they went to, their scholarship. No matter whether you give them 50, 75, 150, a million years, it won't bring back the money, but, he's going to be serving time. And I was watching one of the local news programs, news stations here in Canada, and they were saying that he might be put in he could be put in because of the crime, a maximum security prison. And I'm thinking, oh, boy, just for that. I'm thinking just for that, but at the same time, there could be some guy in the prison who said, hey, you ripped off my relatives. You're dead meat.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. I wonder if that could happen. You think about a prison, though, where he would be, but sure,
right,
maybe.
Because,
who knows?
Yeah, because they're not going to put him in, a club. If they put him in a club fed,
no.
That is definitely a travesty of justice.
No, I don't think they will. I don't think they will because the sentence is so high and
right.
the amounts. I don't think so. I mean, this is it for him. He's basically being shoved in a hole.
Right, and no matter, if people are going to sue him, they won't get their money back, but, he's probably sitting there, he'll be sitting there laughing, saying, hey, look at me. I'm just sitting there, eating three squares a day, and the federal government's picking up the tab, and, it's like, tough. And obviously I didn't see the sentencing hearing, but, Do you think when he apologized, you think he was sincere about it, or was it that?
I talked to somebody that was in the courtroom.
Yeah.
And actually, they were with CNN. They were going to come on tonight, but they couldn't because they had CNN commitments.
Right.
And they told me that, it was just the strangest thing. Kind of as it's been described, he sort of slowly turns around, looks at them, and says, that it really wasn't. He realizes it's not going to do much for them, but he's sorry and makes the statement, looks in their faces, says that, and then turns back around and then is promptly sentenced. And I think when he turned around, it stunned a lot of people. And at least he turned around and looked at the people instead of having his back to them and saying something. I was wondering if he was going to not say anything at all. So he did say something, but...
Right.
But, I mean, how sincere is it? You think of how many years he did this, and you think of the fact that in the beginning he didn't try to make it right. Plus, Sammy hasn't really cooperated with the prosecution. They say that there's like 10 other people that could be involved in this, and he hasn't told, you know, he basically said, oh, no, it's all me. So he's not cooperating either.
Oh, you know, go figure. You know, and notice I was going to say, you know, put him. I was going to use a hockey analogy, but you're probably getting tired of hearing it.
Right. Yeah, put him up in the nets between the goalposts and just shoot some pucks at him. But
right.
I think you know, you have to think. There's an old saying about it's easier to sort of rise slowly up the ladder and be somewhere in the middle than when you have everything and to get knocked down. So he was this guy who built himself up to a lot of Jewish charities,
right,
and acted like he was giving money to everybody and so generous and was
right.
had this way of spinning, obviously, for this huge scheme that he concocted, trusted him.
Right, I figured that there'd be one guy I think would be a perfect one guy to take a slap shot at him.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia Flyers' latest, you know, the person they got in the trade on Friday.
Well, how hard is his slap shot?
It's been clocked at about 102 miles an hour. You know who I'm talking about.
I know, and everybody's saying, Sam, would you stop talking about hockey?
Hey,
like you, and they're giving me notes about it.
People are sending you emails about it?
They are, but they think you're such a smart guy because you talk about other things, and they always say, why is he talking about hockey? Because
I spoke to Steve yesterday, and I said, you know, how are the newspapers in Israel reacting to, you know, the Michael Jackson thing?
Yeah, what'd he say?
Okay, the left-wing papers, you know, there was, you know, full, you know, front pages, you know, King of Pop is dead, you know, stuff like that. And there was some, like, really super religious, like I'll put it in New York terms, these papers would have been, like, in Williamsburg or on Crown Heights.
Mm-hmm.
Little three sentences, like, American singer Michael Jackson is dead. That's it. So, you know, it was from one extreme to the other. You know.
Wow, no kidding. I mean, you know, because really it's been, I'm glad you asked him, this has been big around the world. So it's interesting how they reacted to it.
Now, okay,
slamming me. We've got to let you go. We're up against it.
Would
you have one more thing to say? Go ahead.
Okay, one thing about this, Michael. How come they're giving his children to his mother and not jointly to his parents? Are they divorced, separated? What's going on?
No, they just said Catherine. They just awarded the custody to Catherine, and apparently she's handling the estate, too. I'm actually glad you brought that up, because that's another weird twist in this whole Jackson mess as they try to sort out his debts and who gets what. But Catherine Jackson, as you mentioned, the mom gets the kids and the estate control for now, although I think that could get a little bit dicey. The kids are 7, 11, and 12. So it's called temporary guardianship. And it's the paternal grandmother, obviously, Jackson's mom. The biological mother of the two kids gets to come to a hearing next Monday. The judge will consider who should have custody. I don't think this woman wants the custody, though. I think it's obvious that Catherine Jackson is going to take them, and that was prearranged, and that's what the deal is. No funeral plans have been announced. I don't think that Joe Jackson and Catherine Jackson are divorced, by the way. I believe that they are still together. So actually, that was a good thing to throw in. Sam, you take care across the border, man. We appreciate it.
Take care.
All right, you too. So, anyway, in bringing up Michael Jackson, the big deal besides settling all this stuff is the autopsy. The autopsy was performed Friday. Toxicology results, they say, is going to exonerate the physician, but still it could take a couple more weeks, and we certainly haven't heard the last of Michael Jackson's estate and all of his affairs, and of course his music as well. Hang with us, more to come around the bend.
Well,
are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit survivaloven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to survivaloven.com. That's survivaloven.com.
The B side here on America Tonight. And, you know, there are so many wonderful organizations that some of them are having a hard time raising money and others are trying to find creative ways to raise money. But we've got something that really piqued my interest thanks to a listener who has just really gone beyond all means to try to do whatever he can to send kids to camp, and we're talking about muscular dystrophy. We're talking about MDA and the big telethon, of course, that Jerry Lewis has on Labor Day. Who doesn't remember that? I remember as a kid sitting on the couch and watching that and just welling up, of course, because there were always touching stories. And I think pretty much that most people have heard of the name Matty Stepanek. And he was a boy who really touched Oprah Winfrey, who, of course, has tentacles everywhere when it comes to charities and helping people and all that sort of stuff, right? So Matty came on her show a couple of times, and really when he came on her show, it was some of the poetry and things that he had written, and he was in a wheelchair, And he was this kid who, if you saw him, somebody would say, oh, look at that kid. He's such a cute kid. He's sad. Oh, he's a crippled kid in the chair. I don't know what is particularly wrong with him. But this kid was, I mean, he would just blow you away. I saw him one day on some other show, and I could not believe it. But it's not the whole story. His family has really, especially his mother, has really had to suffer through a lot, including her own health problems, lost three other kids. Maddie lived to be 14, which is basically a miracle. So our pal James, one of the listeners to the show, has been helping these kids get to camp, you know, brighten them up, brighten their day, give them something to look forward to, that kind of thing. And he asked, and it was probably last week, hey, if listeners just gave a dollar, if people just gave a dollar, because we know people don't have a lot of money in the recession and losing jobs and everything else, it would still, if we got enough people, we'd have a year to build this up and send more kids to camp. And the goal was to send as many as possible, like send 70 kids to camp, right? So I gave, for 10 of my favorite listeners, I gave $10 today, right? And you can go to mdactkids.org and think about this when, you know, the Jerry Lewis thing comes up in a couple of months. And I wanted you to hear this. Thanks to Eric McDonald for sending this to me. But on his station in Connecticut that we absolutely adore, those Cox folks there, there's a show called Live with Lisa. And Lisa did an interview with Jenny Stepanek, the mother of Maddie, who, of course, passed away, I think, a few years ago. But like I said, he touched so many people, and her story is, you will not feel sorry for yourself once you hear it, because you'll say, wow, that's incredible to just listen to her speak. And anyway, here's a slice of that. I wanted you to get some background on this and what it means to people. So we're going to let you hear a little bit of this for 4 or 5 minutes.
I am an Irish Catholic woman, and I tell you that to preface that I had 4 children in a 4.5-year time span. They were all, you know, ranged 15 months apart, 17 months apart. While I was having my children, I was running 5 miles a day, even when pregnant. Had no clue that I had, within my own genetic material, an adult onset form of a neuromuscular disease. Mm-hmm. So I had these 4 children in close succession. And they were very ill, and nobody could explain it until my youngest, who's Maddie. When he was about 2 years old, doctors started working me up because I started getting very weak, and they found out that I had this very rare neuromuscular disease. It passed to them as an infant onset. It's a very rare mitochondrial myopathy. A lot of people hear that phrase and say, oh, I know lots of people with mitochondrial myopathies. Well, that's kind of like saying you have a virus or you have cancer, all right? Mitochondrial myopathy is just a general term for a whole host of deviant genetic codes. And what I had mutated even further when I passed it on to my children, and they inherited what's called infant onset fatal form, which means none of my children could live past early childhood. They can't really explain why Maddie lived for almost 14 years. My first 3 children, Katie, Stevie, and Jamie, died during infancy and preschool years, which is what the disease usually does. Somehow Maddie eked out almost 14 years of life. People ask, would I have traded this in for other children? And my answer is, I would never trade my children in for anything. I would, however, have traded in their length of time on Earth. I would have done anything for 1 more second or 1 more year or 1 more touch. Well, I mean, during suffering, absolutely. No parent, no human wants to watch their child or another human suffer. Okay, so that said. However, my children did not live a lifetime of suffering. My children, if you look at photographs of my children, they were very happy, very active. My children lived absolutely wonderful lives and died despite living wonderful lives. People that hear about Maddie, if you stop and think about Maddie's life, if you think about the fact that he died and there were times of excruciating suffering, that is very sad. But I've never met a person that already knows about Maddie, knows about his story, saw him on TV, heard him speak with Jerry Lewis, or however you've come to know Maddie through his books or speeches or television appearances. When you think of Maddie, you smile. Not because he suffered. It's because he lived fully despite intermittent suffering. And that's an inspiration to all of us. It's a neuromuscular disease. MDA covers 43 different neuromuscular diseases. Not all of them are muscular dystrophies. And that's a common mistake. You know, people assume that everything under MDA is a muscular dystrophy. What it does for the infant onset is it affects my children or affected my children's neurological status and then their muscular status. So basically for my children, anything that their bodies should do automatically or autonomically was not regulated consistently. Breathing, digestion, heart rate, blood pressure, your pupil size, whether you sweat, whether you can warm up once you get cold, whether your kidneys expel urine or not. I mean, anything that is that you don't think about, sometimes it worked with my children and sometimes it didn't work. And each time they go through what was called a dysautonomic storm, each time their autonomic system went haywire, it would affect their body and cause their muscles to get worse, cause their organs to suffer damage. I mean, it just made them weaker and weaker until they eventually died. I believe Maddie lived the longest because he was the youngest. So we did have the benefit of hindsight. Maddie never went a single day without saying prayerfully thank you to his brothers and his sister for the knowledge that we got from them that helped him live a longer life. So there's no cure for it. As an adult, mine's kind of and the inverse of what my children have. My children had all of this dysautonomia and neurological symptoms that then caused muscles to go bad and their bodies to die. Mine began as a muscular attack. I got very weak and was in a wheelchair, and it's only been in the last couple of years that I started using a ventilator and started having the severe dysautonomia, the blood pressure and the heart rate problems that my children had, you know, from the get-go. So that's really the difference between the adult onset and the infant onset. And as an adult who I didn't have any of the symptoms when I was carrying my children, so nobody linked my health to my children's condition during those quick 4 years when I had my children.
All right, so again, just really gut-wrenching stuff. Please go to mdactkids.org, mdactkids.org. Help our friend James get some more of these kids to camp. Just give a buck. If enough people give a buck, it adds up with this audience and through other ways to raise money, more kids will get to go. And man, I'll tell you, if you have ice water in your veins, if you don't feel for that woman, that's just an incredible story, isn't it? My oh my.